This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, my name is Kevin Cleary, C-L-E-A-R-Y. My title is Clinical Assistant Professor at the University of Buffalo School of Management.
All right, Kevin, thank you. So I guess everybody got the alert this morning, new iOS 18.1.1, where Apple was pushing for it to be downloaded for security purposes. Is this a breach or is it just your average system update?
Yeah, so to be clear, this isn't a breach per se. What has happened is Apple, through various means, has probably determined there's a weakness in our code somewhere. There's a spot where we screwed up. There's something we didn't realize was going on, and now we need to kind of go back and fix that. And this process is very common across pretty much any piece of software that's out there. Microsoft, Apple, any of the big software makers have this iterative process where when they realize, oh, there's something wrong with the software, they need to kind of release these incremental fixes to then go out and fix whatever the issue is.
Is this just an iPhone issue, or is it on all devices across Apple's operating systems?
So from what I've seen so far, Apple is only, they're being fairly careful with what this is actually doing. And so based on the releases or the information I've seen so far, they're only focusing on iOS, which is their smart device operating system for both iPhones and for iPads and things like that. That operating system is distinct and different from their other operating systems, such as full-blown macOS, which runs on laptops, desktops. And so right now they're only saying, well, look, it's only for our smart device operating systems. Sometimes the way these things work is, it could spiral out later to then include other operating systems as well. You know, it could even spiral out to include things that aren't Apple. It just depends on the piece of code that has the little broken part that they're trying to fix at the end of the day.
System updates come out fairly often. Are all of them important to do, like this one, or are some of them more of a choice, if you will?
All are important. You know, sometimes it's to fix something cosmetic. Sometimes it's to fix something that maybe we deem as optional. To the typical user, it is nuanced enough that we don't want to spend time trying to figure it out. And so, you know, within any of these ecosystems where we have patches that routinely come out or updates or fixes that routinely come out, it's best practice to install those as soon as possible, because in this case, the little goofy bug or vulnerability, if you will, that Apple has does have consequences that are security in nature. And what tells me, you know, Apple's being fairly aggressive about this. So what this tells me is they've seen signs in the wild, or they've seen signs that threat actors, bad actors, are using this vulnerability to their advantage to then try to compromise any kind of iOS device, whether that be an iPad, iPhone, something like that.
Are there ways in the future, you think, that would be easier to prevent things like this with the more updates, or is it kind of just luck of the draw, if you will, that certain bugs just happen?
You know, I'm going to err more so towards the side of luck of the draw, but, you know, the problem is, computer code and operating code is incredibly complex. It's a very creative, complex endeavor. And sometimes we just have these little vulnerabilities that sit and they hang out and they don't do much. But then we have these other vulnerabilities that, like I said, you know, Apple might get intelligence in terms of, hey, there's threat actors actually using this right now. You know, in terms of this specific update, what this specific update is meant to fix is how the built-in Safari web browsers or other types of browsers on an iOS device will parse certain pieces of web code that comes down. So what that tells me is, you know, Apple probably is seeing this being used in the wild right now, and so they have to move quick to get as many people as possible to fix it before, you know, somebody potentially could fall victim to this and have their device compromised. We're always going to be in this ecosystem where we discover these goofy little things that happen and we need to fix them. You know, I've had folks ask me in the past, well, why can't they just get it right the first time? Or, you know, why can't they just delay the time to market until they've tested more? And there's a lot of things that we can do to make sure that we're putting out code that is more secure and well-written. And I do think it's appropriate that we challenge software vendors to have good, secure code. But at the end of the day, writing a 100% secure piece of software is impossible. And so, you know, this is just an ecosystem we kind of have to accept that when these little updates come out, we need to move quickly to be able to install those. And, you know, Apple, I will say, and let me own, I have no bias with Apple. I don't own any of their stocks. I'm not making money on any of this, but Apple is pretty good about, you know, it, as aggressively as possible getting these updates out there when they realize there's an issue because they understand the security implications with it.